Good morning, and welcome to the SQM CEO Introduction and Company Update conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Please note, this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Gerardo Ianne. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone. Before I turn the call over to our new CEO, Patricio Solomiak, I would like to briefly introduce him. Patricio is an industrial engineer who studied at the Universidad Católica de Chile and received his MBA from the University of Chicago. He joined the company over 27 years ago in 1988 as Vice President of Business Development. He became Chief Operating Officer in year 2000 and worked in that role until being appointed Chief Executive Officer on March 16 of this year. He oversaw the operations of the company, not only in terms of production, but also worked on legal matters and met regularly with customers and investors. He is Chilean, married, and has 7 children.
Good morning, and thank you, Gerardo, for your introduction. I would also like to thank all of you for joining us this morning. The point of the call today is to outline some of the events that have been recently taking place concerning the company and the process that the company has undertaken to address these events. To begin, the company has been responding to a number of inquiries from the Chilean authorities, including the public prosecutor and the Chilean Internal Revenue Services, known as the Servicio de Impuestos Internos, or the SII. The SII has been conducting certain tax investigations related to a number of companies, including SQM. The company is being proactive in its effort to understand and properly address the allegations that have been reported. On February 26, 2015, SQM's Board of Directors resolved to establish an ad hoc committee composed of 3 board members, the committee. The Board of Directors authorized the committee to conduct an internal investigation relating to those issues and to retain such independent external advice as it deemed appropriate. On March 12th, one of the members of the committee resigned and was subsequently replaced on March 19th by another board member. The members of the ad hoc committee are Mr. Hernan Vigi, Mr. Juan Antonio Guzman, and Mr. Wolf von Appen. The ad hoc committee has engaged its own lawyers from Chile and the United States to assist it and it proceed with internal review. The board is, of course, eager to receive the results of this inquiry, but at the present time cannot predict with precision when the committee work will be completed. We are hopeful that the board will receive a preliminary progress report before the shareholder meeting in April 2015. With regards to the investigation, SQM has been cooperating with the SII and has been providing information for the years 2009 through 2014 related to this tax investigation. On March 9th, the public prosecutor asked SQM to voluntarily provide its accounting records for the same period. SQM previously provided information to the public prosecutor in connection with an early SII claim, but does not provide the information subsequently requested for which there is no claim. This is a legal matter relating to the authority of the public prosecutor that our lawyers are addressing. On March 20, 2015, we identified to the SII approximately $11 million in payments that originated from the office of our former CEO during the six-year period from 2009 to 2014 that may not meet the requirement to be qualified as tax expenses under the Chilean tax code because of insufficient supporting documentation. We have been providing these invoices relating to this payment to the SII and have submitted draft amendment to our tax returns. There have been some changes within the company as well over the past month. As you know, on March 16, the board of directors decided to terminate the employment contract of our former CEO, Patricio Contese. This followed Mr. Contese's failure to cooperate with our committee investigation. On March 17, 2015, three members of the board of directors resigned, all of whom have been nominated by Potash Corp, one of SQM's two principal shareholder groups. Potash Corp has issued a press release stating that the director resigned out of concern that they could not ensure that the company was conducting an appropriate investigation and collaborating effectively with the public prosecutor. As discussed, however, the company has created the board committee with its own independent advisor to conduct an appropriate investigation. As I also mentioned, the company has provided information to SII, but has not provided information recently requested by the public prosecutor pending the resolution of legal issues. We further believe that the SII has turned over our information to the public prosecutor. We are taking all these issues seriously. We are working diligently with our tax and legal advisor and collaborating with the competent authorities in order to resolve the issues that have been mentioned in a timely manner. We will not lose sight of our core business, however. We are the world's largest producer of iodine, potassium nitrate, lithium hydroxide, and industrial sodium nitrate. We are also a major producer of lithium carbonate. The fundamentals of each of our business lines are strong, and demand is growing. And although we have faced lower pricing in some of our business lines, we are the lowest cost producer in most of our major products that we sell. In fact, in 2014, we reduced our cost even further, improving our EBITDA margins. SQM has great assets and a proven track record of growth. We also have a great team in place that is dedicated to the company and is focusing on maximizing value. As I look forward to my future as CEO of this company, my team and I work tireless to overcome the challenges of today and embrace the opportunities of tomorrow.
Thank you, Patricia. Operator, we will now answer questions.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Isabella Simonato of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Patricio, Gerardo. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for the call. I have two questions. First, if you could give us an update of the next steps of the investigation and the potential timing for what the IRS or the prosecutor will announce a final decision on the case. And second one, after the resignation of the Porter's Corp members of the board is only has five members now, right? What can we expect in terms of replacement of the other three members and when? If you could give us more details on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Isabella. Regarding your first question, our ad hoc committee will continue its work. I am not part of that committee, and I'm not informed of any more details about how it will proceed with that, its review. I similarly cannot speculate as to any other step that the Chilean authorities will take next. The hearing of today related to the motion of our former CEO, not the company, and the company, of course, is not part of it. Next, regarding to your second question, last night we announced that the shareholder meeting will be held on April 24th. At that meeting, an election of the entire board will take place. In the meantime, the board has decided to continue to function with its five members, which does form a quorum, and we have to wait only until April 24th.
Okay, if you allow me a third question, just back to what you said regarding the $11 million in payments. That's what the IRS first identified, but according to what they said yesterday, this the potential illegal payments are about $2 million. Is that correct?
What I indicated, Isabella, is that we identify $11 million that we have not enough documentation that support documentation according to the Chilean tax code, and that's why we presented that to the SII. What you refer is some information that SII has been given to the press and, of course, is pursuing legally.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
The next question is from Juan Tavares of Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Good morning, everyone. So just following up on that question about the $11 million that you identified, are you expecting any additional penalties on top of that from the SII, and when would you potentially provision, if you had to, the amount and potential penalties? That's my first question.
Okay, thank you. Regarding this, the procedure is that we bring to the attention of the SII this information. We continue to work in the company to find supporting documents. Once the Internal Revenue Service agreed to proceed with this reformulation, we will have to pay 35% of tax on those expenses. And, of course, we have to pay interest and a fine.
Okay, and just my second question, it's given that you have an ADR listed in the U.S. And there's certain rules around that, have you been approached by the U.S. Department of Justice or the SEC about this specific investigation locally in Chile? And I don't know if you have any assessment of, you know, would you consider delisting the ADR or any, I guess, a potential protocol around that investigation?
Okay, regarding this issue, the special committee has hired, as I indicated, independent lawyers from the U.S. To take care of this research and investigation according to the procedures of the SEC.
Okay, great. And just lastly, I don't know if there are any other legal claims, either civil or criminal, inside Chile or outside Chile that SQM is dealing with today, aside from just the SII and the Chilean prosecutor? I don't know if you have any other pending litigations.
Well, as it's publicly known, we are facing a claim filed by the SII, and we in the U.S. we are aware of a civil lawsuit that shareholders seeking to establish a class action for unspecified damage based on the allegation that the company failed to make certain disclosure about this issue, but we are not yet being served.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Patricio.
The next question comes from Ben Isaacson of Scotiabank. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much. And Patricio, congratulations on the move to CEO. My first question is really on SQM's ability to have its assets generate cash. And what I'm most interested in is these various investigations. How do we separate the people from the company? And is there a risk of losing concessions? Have we seen that in the past? I just want to make sure that SQM's assets will still be able to generate cash in a worst-case scenario.
Thank you, Ben. I do not believe that our mining concessions are at risk. We have a very good team. A lot of people, you know, that SQM is in total, direct and indirect, 10,000 people, all very hardworking and very committed to the company, and they continue, and we have done an effort to give them the tranquility to work and continue working. And that is what we have done in January and February, and we have seen good result in our cost position. So people continue to work, and we expect that this issue will be handled by a group of people, a minimum group of people that will try to solve these legal issues.
Patricio, in the past, I believe Corfo has kind of questioned the legality of some of the concessions. Is that all cleared up now, or is that still a risk?
Regarding the situation with Corfo, which we have been reporting normally, the situation is there. We don't have the concession. As you may remember, we have a contract with Corfo until 2030, and that contract, because of some difference in payments of the cost of renting this contract, renting the concessions, we are in an arbitration process that has been going through. We are right now in a process of trying to agree together with the arbitrator, but this is going in a normal way. There is not additional news of what we have been reporting.
Okay, thank you. And my second question is, I know you've only been CEO for a few days, but you've been with SQM for a very, very long time. Can you tell us how your vision in terms of strategy is different for SQM versus Mr. Contese in the past? I mean, do you see or do you have different initiatives that you want to see unfold over the next couple of years? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ben. You know me very well. We have discussed this in the past many times, and of course, I was part strategically of what we were doing in the past, and I was an active participant on that. I am convinced that this is a great company, that we have a great future, and we have great opportunities. I've been only a week in this position, and you can imagine that during this week, I really did not have that much time to start thinking in long-term strategy. I have ideas, of course, and I will, as time goes, try to put that, discuss it internally with the team, but I'm convinced that the basic strategy that we have is valid and will bring this company to more growth in the future.
Great. Thank you.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to the company for any closing remarks.
Thank you all for joining us today. We hope this call was helpful. As always, if you have further questions, our investor relations team is available. Please feel free to contact us. Goodbye.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.